in the book of Joshua, in this chapter 1, the Lord speaks to Joshua and he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now I want you, Joshua, to rise up and take the people unto the land which I've given them, even the children of Israel. He said, every place that the sole of their foot touches, then I'm going to give it to you, as I said to Moses. Now, Beulah, this is a beautiful picture of how God keeps his promise. Yeah, it's a wonderful picture of how God ensures from one generation to the next that his people will understand that he's with them and will never leave them, nor will he forsake them. In chapter 1, God speaks to Joshua and he gives him direction. He of no uncertain terms, he tells him, I want to make sure, take my people to the land that has been promised to them. And it's a fresh land. It's a pleasing land. It's a promised land. And the good thing about this promised land, Joshua, God said, no matter how much you have to endure on your way to that land, it's still yours. And Joshua, I want you to take this next generation of Israelites. Take this next generation of my people, and every place that the sole of their feet shall tread upon, I will give it to them. And God says,
yes, Lord.
I got some great things in store for you. I have some wonderful things that I want you to look forward to. But if you are going to experience and enjoy these things that I have for you, here's the one thing that I want you to pay careful attention to for the rest of your life. God says it in verse 6, he says it in verse 7, and he says it in verse 9. God says, tell the people to be strong and courageous. Because I want you to know that just because it's yours, there will be some ups and some downs along the way. But if you be strong and courageous, you will inherit the promise that I made for you. Now I don't know who I'm talking to this morning and what promises you're holding on to from God, but I got a feeling that there is somebody who came to church this morning who's looking for the experience, the promise that God has made in your life. And if that's a reality, there's going to be some bumps and some bruises along the way. But God said that if you be strong, you will experience everything that I have for you. Now you listen. This is important because God is literally saying that I don't need no weak and wimpy folk in my home. I don't need no coward soldiers on the battlefield. I need some people who can make sure that they got some strength in their arms and some strength in their backs and some strength in their legs so that they can endure hardship and hardness like a good soldier. Those words, be strong, is in Hebrew literally means to fortify yourself. It's used in two different ways. The first way is in construction. And then in the way of battle, that's the second way. In other words, you're going to have to build up some stuff. You're going to have to be strong along the way because there will be some battles ahead that you will have to fight. I just wish I had some help this morning. He said, you got to be strong because you're going to have to build up for the journey that's ahead of you. He said this to the second generation. You don't understand. He's talking to the second generation of the Israelites. The younger generation. Those who are in Joshua's generation. He said, since you've been left after Moses, I want you to know that the promise is still for you. No matter how long it takes. No matter how long you have to tarry, the promise is still for you. But I need you to heed and to hear that you got to be strong and very courageous. He says, first of all, I want you to be strong because of your parents Now, people, you need to understand that this is the second generation of Israel. These are they who were not around when they brought them out of the mighty hands of the Egyptians. These are the sons and the daughters, the descendants of the ones who were in captivity of the Egyptians. These are the descendants of the ones who crossed the Red Sea. These are the descendants of the one who had to walk through the wilderness for 40 years. And although they were free from Egypt bondage, God said, I got to get out of you all that Egyptian baggage, even though you've been delivered from the bondage of Egypt. I need to walk some of you out of here because I can't take you into the promised land while you are holding on to the baggage from the man of bondage. Is there anybody in here who knows that there are some moments in our lives where God has to do some things in us before he does anything for us? While they were in the wilderness, they started complaining because things were not going their way. It's right there in the scripture. They started talking about the preacher Moses. Started, why did he bring us out here when we should have stayed in Egypt because we were doing better in bondage than we are doing out here in the wilderness? And this thing, this kind of thinking really kind of made God angry. Yeah, with it. And so God said, I need to get some of y'all out of here because I can't take you to the next level of living if you're still thinking the way you think. God is telling some of us today that there are some things we need to get out of us before he can take us to the next level. And so we have to understand in this next generation of brothers and sisters, God said, I want to be sure that you don't take it to the promised land, that same proclivities of their parents, some of the same habitual habits, some of the same inclination of tendencies of your parents into the promised land. Now, I don't mean to offend nobody today, but could it be that some of us have passed down to our children some negative qualities and characteristics and a consequence we see from generation to generation? We will see too many rude children, too many mean individuals, too many insensitive people, all because we pass down some bad criteria to our children. And what makes matters worse, they don't have a pot. I'm sorry. They don't have nothing that they can claim of their own, and they walk around thinking the world. You get my promise while your mind is resting. Don't be offended that God said, I can't let you move into the next level of living. You got to fortify yourself. You got to build yourself up. Because I don't want you to carry into the promised land your parents proclivities. Now, I know that there are some of us in here who are always making excuses why we don't do better or act better. Yeah, talk about my mama was like this. My daddy was like this. But can I tell you, every tub has got to sit on his own body. Yeah, you got to be able to say, just because they were like that, that means you got to be like that. Because some adjustment has to be made. Some shifting has to be made. Some transition has to be made. And if you're going to enjoy the promised land, you got to be strong. You got to fix yourself up because the promised land is waiting for you. You talk about today. Secondly, the text suggests, I need you to be strong because of your, watch this, pending possibilities. Your pending possibilities. Please hear me when I tell you that God said that the promised land is waiting for you. I got great things waiting for you. here at Greater Beulah Baptist Church. Lives are going to be changed. Souls are going to be saved. Community will become better. Beulah, great things are in store for you. Higher! Although the promised land is for you. But if you keep reading Joshua's 2nd chapter all the way to chapter 13, you're going to find out for 12 chapters, watch this, they had to fight to maintain what was theirs. Because there were enemies always standing in front of what God had promised them. The promise is there, but there is something standing in the way, blocking their path, trying to keep them from experiencing what God has already made for them. They had to deal with the Jordan River. They had to deal with the walls of Jericho. They had to deal with the city called Ai. They had to deal with the Amorite kings, and they had to deal with five other kings. They had to deal with the northern cities and the southern cities. They had to fight the people in their land, the Malachites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Tormites, the Erechimites. I said that, but y'all ain't listen to a word I said. You obtain it, but watch this. But you also have to maintain it. And for those of you who don't know, it always takes more to maintain than it does to obtain. It always takes more to maintain than it does to obtain. Anybody can go to school. That's our thing. But it takes a special person to go to class, study, pass all your tests. That's main thing. Anybody who got some working parts can make a baby. That's our thing. But it takes somebody special to buy the diapers and buy the food. That will testify that it takes a whole lot of work to maintain. Jesus gave us salvation. That's obtain. But you got to read your word. You got to study the Bible. You got to pray every day. That's called maintain. It takes a whole lot of work to maintain that you have obtain. So it just don't make sense to be shouting over your stuff that you obtain and not work for that you made to maintain. And if you're going to maintain something, you got to fight. So you have to be strong and fight to maintain because of your pending possibilities. Last thing, and I'm going to show you. God says you got to deal with some folks who's trying to rob you for what I've given you. You got to fight for it. Because every place that your foot shall tread, I'm going to give you. But you got to deal with some things and some stuff. You got to be strong and courageous because of your parents' proclivities. You got to be strong because of your pending possibilities. And finally, you got to be strong because of God's, watch this, providential predictability. That literally means that God is a predictable God. Because when God makes a promise, God keeps his promise that he made. Y'all act like y'all listen to this. When God makes a promise, the fire. he should not. Now the Son of Man that he shall repent. But suggest if God said it, he will bring it to pass. If he spoke it, it shall come to fruition. The Bible says that the promise of God are yea, amen. And that means that everything you hear, a promise of God, you ought to open your mouth and say yes to it, amen. You ought to say from your spirit, I know it shall be done. Because when God, church, weeping may